Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that other good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, MoneyMattersTopTips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Jonathan Myers on the line. He is an MBA candidate at the USC Marshall School of Business, and he's also a serial entrepreneur. He's got multiple irons in the fire right now, businesses he's working on and launching. Excited to get into that. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. I'm really excited to be here. A big fan of Money Matters.
So, Jonathan, I want to get more into the projects you're working on and what they entail. But before we do that, let's get into your background a little bit more. How'd you get started as an entrepreneur and in business?
Sure. So I come from a family of doctors and lawyers. And just as a young kid, I had no interest in it. I wrote my first business plan writing in the dorm halls of UCLA. And ever since then, I've been, you know, trying and poking and working on anything that kind of comes my way. So over the years, I've had a number of businesses that I've had no background in, but just have kind of driven in full tilt. My most successful was a fashion line. And as a guy from Chicago, I have zero background in fashion. I moved to LA with two pairs of jeans and had never heard
awesome.
Of a $200 pair of jeans before. But by the end of it, I was in seven stores around Southern California, including two on Melrose Avenue and one on Sunset. And so it gave me the confidence and understanding that no matter what my background was and no matter what I wanted to get into, I could do it.
That's greatness. Love to hear that. That's hilarious. Moved there, didn't know anything about $200 jeans, and now I'm selling them, and you made it happen. So that's awesome. Let's see. So there's some entrepreneurs listening to this or would-be entrepreneurs, first time or just getting out of college, and they're thinking about their first pursuit. Now, obviously, with hindsight being 2020, you're a little further along on your path than when you started, obviously. What kind of advice would you give them?
Sure. I think for me, it's kind of the marriage of your understanding of a specific segment, whether that be fashion or skateboards or makeup, and the foresight to really see where there's a need in the market. And I think kind of bringing those two together really can create the kind of ultimate idea to get into. And then furthermore, you really have to dive all in. I mean, it's such a competitive space for entrepreneurs right now. There are businesses for everything right now, and there will be, you know, 100 more copycats when you start your thing. So when you get into it, whatever you start, you really have to hop in 110%.
No, I love that. And I guess that another way of saying that many people say on that is that it has to be authentically what you want to do, your passion, all these other things, these buzzwords that have come out. The thing is if it's not, it's kind of tough to stick out. It's just true.
Sure.
It's just where we're at in the current marketplace. So I definitely love that advice, Jonathan. Let's transition a bit. I want to talk more about some of the projects and businesses you're working on
Sure.
right now. So what kind of things do you have going on?
So at USC, at Marshall, they have a really interesting ecosystem of businesses that are starting. They have their own incubator. They have their own venture capital fund. And when I left my full-time role doing consulting in January, I was really looking for something to get into. And all these kind of startups had, you know, $5 million valuations. But I really wanted to have something from the ground level. And I found a girl who was actually my assistant at the time that had a bunch of CBD products. And I had just had surgery on my ankle and was kind of recovering, and she had a pain balm. And she's very kind of creative side, and she had 26 different products. And CBD is a huge growing market, and she had one specific line of CBD bath bombs. She's not the only person to come up with the idea for a CBD bath bomb, but I love the idea, and I love the kind of specific spin that she was putting on it. So I picked that, and we've been diving into it over the last 3 months. And we're solidifying orders, you know, in the thousands in our second month.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. I mean, obviously this is hard to tell, but what kind of plans do you have going forward, kind of working with that CBD? I know you're just in the beginning startup stage of bath bombs, but where do you see this market going? Because it's I hear about it everywhere, and I know obviously I'm in, Santa Monica, so it's a let's just say a CBD friendly area, what some would say.
Sure.
What do you think it looks like as it starts growing throughout the country?
Well, it's really interesting because I'm from the Midwest. It took four or five conversations just to help my mom understand that it really had no relation to marijuana. But it's fun to see,
She's
people that
like,
I
you're a
know
drug
on the
dealer
beach.
now, John.
I still don't think she really gets it, to be honest. But my godmother on the East Coast, who comes from a finance background, she's using a cream on her arthritis, and I really see it being a more, not kind of pulling away from the marijuana and the more just all natural, organic, and just the trends with younger kids. I have two families in my doctors, but I'm all about holistic medicine, preventative medicine, healing the body with plants. And so that's kind of where I see the future of medicine. And so for us, it was capitalizing on that market growth that's happening right now, and trying to find our niche within CBD bath bombs, because there's a handful of other companies out there, and how we're going to differentiate and reach consumers. And then growing forward, I think once we have a stable name and we have customers, is building out our, our offer. So we have 26 different lines and recipes. So once we, have a steady stream of customers coming in and steady base, expanding that to what we think, would work well in the market.
Wow, that's awesome. What an exciting time. I love speaking with entrepreneurs when they're just getting like that breakthrough and starting to see things and saying, holy smokes, wait, I'm gonna have a
Yeah.
business on my hands here. That's awesome. Anything else you're working on you care to comment about?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's all about finding opportunity. And I live right across this office building that has 270,000 square feet of office space. And I find I am every single night I'm able to see this one large unit that's been vacant. So finally, one day I called the broker and asked, just to humor me and ask him how long that unit was vacant. And he was like, oh man, longer than I've been working here. And so I'm like, let me pitch you an idea. I want to build out a co-working space, and I think it'll really impact the lifeblood of your office space, as well as, create some immediate revenue. So I'm in the final stages of working with a venture capital group that owns 13 buildings around Los Angeles to build out 9,000 square feet of office space into a co-working space.
Oh, wow. And I love that. You just picked up the phone, right?
It literally was just that. It has been a lot of back work, and like any entrepreneur, you're doing a lot of work just to groundwork just to see something that may or may not come to fruition. But again, I think it's just finding value and finding like what was the value for them and understanding what you're bringing to them and what is their need, as well as what's the need in the community, and finding that even though there's a dozen other co-working spaces downtown, a lot of them are hitting their saturation points. The two WeWorks are at 88 and 98% saturation rates. So it's fun just kind of exploring as an entrepreneur, even though there's so many businesses out there, is still looking for opportunity to fill a need for somebody else.
That's awesome. And no, that's great. And what I like about it is sometimes I think as entrepreneurs complicate things. It's like, so let's see, how did you get into the potentially get into the co-office workspace? You picked up the phone, you called a broker that had a bunch of property that and obviously closing the deal, doing everything else, I'm not going to estimate that, and that's a very
Yeah.
complicated transaction, insurance, finance. I mean, that's a very complicated deal. But how did you get your foot in the door? You just picked up the phone. I mean, let's not
Yeah.
overcomplicate that part. You picked up the phone and you were looking at this empty workspace. So for people out there that are listening to this and you're thinking, what's my business? What's that? I really encourage you to take Jonathan's advice and also by his advice by example, and just to look around what's around you and see and think about where you can add value and where you can change the demographic of the community right around you, because there is opportunity. Jonathan, if somebody is listening to this and they want to follow up and maybe learn more about the bath bombs or anything else, what's the best route for them to do that?
Sure. You can find me on LinkedIn at Jonathan Myers. You can email me at team@allnaturalbathbombs, or you can come find me at USC Marshall, and always welcome to have coffee with any young entrepreneurs or anybody in the business that wants to connect.
All right. That's awesome. I really appreciate that, Jonathan. Thank you again for coming on the show. And to the listeners, as always, I really appreciate you tuning in. If you found value in this podcast, please subscribe. Don't forget to do that. Don't let this be a one-time visit. And leave me a review. Do all those good things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Jonathan, thanks again for coming on the show. ¶¶